Hi, I'm Kevin McMillan with the Northern Nevada Business Weekly, here with this week's Business Beat. As COVID-19 restrictions started to lift this spring, retailers in Northern Nevada were hopeful they could regain some lost revenues. Brian Wachter with the Retail Association of Nevada told the Northern Nevada Business Weekly he's optimistic in consumer confidence. But labor shortages and supply chain issues still remain a major challenge moving forward. Wachter said one pandemic trend he expects to continue is digital shopping, like grocery delivery. Last month, the National Retail Federation said it expects retail sales to jump between 10.5% and 13.5% this year. Guests in Northern Nevada may notice the hotel employee checking them into their room could be the same person cleaning it. That's because hotels in the region are seeing a sharp rise in occupancy, but also a steep decline in staffing. Whitney Peak in downtown Reno has 30 to 40% fewer employees than it did before the pandemic, according to the managing director, and occupancy is at about 85% of where it was before the pandemic. The manager says labor shortages may force hotels to make more permanent changes, like having customers opt in for daily cleanings rather than getting them done automatically. While the federal government debates over decriminalizing cannabis, Nevada's plan to regulate the hemp industry just got the green light from the feds, and that could be a big deal. According to previous reports, Nevada's hemp industry had just 26 growers 5 years ago. As of last summer, participation has grown 600%. For more business news, check out the Northern Nevada Business Weekly at nnbw.com and in print on Wednesdays. For KUNR, I'm Kevin McMillan.